They tell you to be careful of what you watch, be careful of what you read, be careful of what you believe. Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. It's a word of caution that surrounds you. Who can you trust? What will they teach? What will you learn? To survive. It comes to me from every direction. From the sky. From the sky. I can't find everything. But I have to survive. To survive.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Good morning, Boston. Good morning, Medford. Good morning, Tufts. This is your host today, the official LFOD Syndicate. Yes, sir, DJ A-Ball in the house. How are y'all doing this morning? I hope traffic is not horrible. Probably say that every Monday morning, but who else is thinking about what else on a Monday morning, really, if you're listening to me. So we're going to get our episode started real soon and enjoy the show. This is Rilla of Force. A good friend of ours, and we were happy to, you know, mix things up with an interview with him, and hope you all like it. Here we go.
To LFOD Radio.
Shout out to LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
We out here, Live Free or Die Radio.
And shout out to my man Uncle Sam at LFOD Radio.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Tonight we will be welcoming Rilla Force to the program. He is a very talented producer with a genuine soul. He paints his world with a pastel palette. The new album, Fiesta, is out now. I'm joined currently by A-Ball.
Yo, how's it going, man?
Good, what's happening?
Not too much.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, just napping.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been expelling a lot of energy, and I gotta insulate it. I've been thinking about that lately. Have we talked about this?
We have.
Yeah, we have.
That you're in tune with which direction the switch is supposed to be in these
yes,
days.
Yes, yes. We did. But was it on air? I feel like this is something we just discussed.
I honestly can't even keep track anymore. I feel like we're always on air.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We should hang out more.
Yeah. When I get back, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Word.
Who knows where we'll be at by then. Mm. I feel like we'll be just calling each other.
I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, what's it gonna be like? Like where am I gonna be personally? Like when it's warm.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very life is always different, whether it's cold or warm in Boston. I don't know why, but it changes people's energies and maybe like the outcomes of their endeavors. Who knows?
Hopefully, we'll all be in good places.
Hopefully, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be the same.
You better not be.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be so disappointing.
You're like, I'm the same person. I just traveled the country. Like,
yeah, I came back.
There's no way.
With no growth. Oh, man. I tried looking up how much longer my bonsai tree would live.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't find a solid number.
Hmm. Weird.
Well, I'm thinking about that because who knows what it'll look like when I get back.
That's true. But if you want, so I'm about to be a dog caregiver.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a plant parent that I can give care to the plant. You have a guy?
Like a bunch of bonsais.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to the master to take care of.
Yeah, facts. I don't know anything about trees, but... Yeah. That's not right.
You know a lot about trees, yeah, dude. Last time you were telling me all sorts of things about trees. If you didn't hear the last episode, check that out because we talk about this whole road trip that's happening.
Yeah. And vascular plants.
Vascular plants, all sorts of fun stuff. But yeah, I just realized today that I'm going to miss my puppy so much. Like that sunk in.
Yeah, it's
when
rough.
I got home last night, like 2 a.m, and she was jazzed.
Mm.
I was like, Oh, yeah. I can't take you with me.
It's sad. I wonder. Yeah, I like wonder about moving out of Boston. You know, if that ever will happen. Yeah. And it's like, I can't leave that dog behind. My new puppy.
Bring the pup.
She's my daughter.
I feel like people tune in to hear us talk about Boston hip hop, though. Believe it or not.
Yeah, it is true.
Believe it or not, we were at it. Well, also, I don't know where you guys are tuned in. Maybe you're listening to the broadcast. And if you are, we're also on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, or pretty much any other podcast app. If you're tuned in on that, I'd hit the subscribe button right after so you get all the new episodes right away. If not, follow us on whatever your social media platform is, at LFODradio, LFODLife on Facebook, and that way you'll get notified for the most part when we drop them. But we were at that E. Jake. We were at the Jay Boston show.
Indeed, yeah.
On Saturday night, E. Jake extended the invite.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Yeah?
I liked it a lot. I was honestly, like, I didn't even know that room in the Middle East existed. And I don't really know what I was...
Upstairs?
I knew that there was an upstairs, but I thought the upstairs was like the one area of it. I don't know.
Oh, like the corner maybe?
Yeah. Like where you could just walk in the front door in the corner of the Middle East. Like I think I've seen performances in there. So I was like, oh, that must be upstairs. But there's like I just walked into this room. I was like, what? Like I've only ever been downstairs.
What an experience. I didn't realize that was your first time upstairs.
Yeah, it was.
And you're a part of the scene now.
Great, great music. Like I was honestly thrown away. Like I was like, wow. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know that these people were here, you know? And I just, it's like I'm on this podcast or radio show, I should say.
Yeah.
And so I should know about these people, right? And
right.
I'm just like,
there's a lot.
I just keep discovering new people and it blows my mind.
That's why it's so fun, man. You can find a new artist every day.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard Skrilla H before. Mm-hmm. He had that song. He's like, golly, this is a player. And it was quite
that. That was a slap. For
that record was fire. He had some stuff. Lotus had a tight set.
He did.
Super tight. It was good to see him. Jay Boston. Dude, I was blown away.
That was moving.
I was really blown away by what that man has been through in the past couple of years and how he is just bulldozing through it and pushing forward.
It must be like,
dude, the things he was saying, I was like, wow, man, those are sentences I'd struggle even getting out.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah. It's very, very powerful.
Shout out to him. Congrats. Dirty Canvas out now. Definitely check it out. And, you know, shout out to everyone that's been a part of his journey and that he's, you know, keeping their names
for sure.
Out here, you know, on stages.
Thanks for the good music, you know?
Yeah, it was cool seeing Mom and Pop up on stage, too.
Yeah,
it was a family affair. So a lot of people. Shout out DJ Deadeye. A lot of folks in the building. And then I went next door to Riff Raff after.
Yeah, how was that? I was curious if I was wondering how that would go, because you just went off and you didn't tell me if you were, like, getting in, actually. So,
yeah, were you successful? Jody Highroller, man. It was... Put it this way, I got there at like 12:30 and he wasn't on stage. There was some opener I'd never heard of. I actually ran into my buddy Tyler. Shout out Tyler. He played bass in my band, Educate the Antidote, back in the day. and I ran to him. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. So that was really cool. I caught up with him, but Riff was just, I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't coming on stage. And then like, we finally thought he was going to come on stage. And then this like dude in like pajamas came out and was like, I'm Topanga Jack. And then he like did a bunch of music. Word. And, like there wasn't really a DJ. There was just like a laptop. And like, sometimes like, it just stopped like for a period of time and someone would have to go back up on stage and like double click on, you know, their playlist again. But, so that wasn't awesome. But then Riff popped out eventually. It was good. It was cool to see, like to say I saw him. I took a bunch of photos. Hopefully some are good. It was cool. He did, a bunch of records. You know, I recognized Quintanilla and a couple other ones. It was cool, dude. I was happy to see Riff Raff. I wish I had known I was going to a Riff Raff show. I would have prepared for it differently. But for sure, it was cool.
What do you mean by that, though?
Whatever I mean.
Okay.
But it was just, I didn't plan on, I left the house that morning and did not think I'd be at Riff Raff like 13 hours later.
That's funny.
So so yeah, it was a cool weekend, a lot of music, lots has been going on, man. And this is our last episode before the road trip starts. So after this one, we're getting into the time warp and we're gonna start playing
playing back the ones,
extra recorded shows. So
yeah,
shout out to y'all. It's coming.
It's coming.
Future episodes.
It's going to be fun. I feel like I'm going to be in the station and just like remember, like, oh yeah, like that hilarious moment.
The Syndicate. Very live.
The Syndicate.
So, but dude, we got to talk to Rilla Force, right?
We do.
Shout out, before we do that, shout out the record company for hosting us. Shout out Pavement Coffee. This is our third episode in less than 24 hours. They are keeping us going. Shout out Skull Candy. And huge shout out to all our patrons. Patreon.com/LFODLife I was brainstorming about that today. I think I have a dope power up we're going to unleash soon.
Okay.
Very excited.
So. Yeah, I'm curious now.
Without further ado, we're going to get into some music and we'll be back after this with Rilla Force. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
Water. Track, track. 924. I feel like a gumball walking on water. Track, 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 track. I feel like a gumball jump walking on water. Track, 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 track. I feel like a gumball jump walking on water. I'm walking on water. See me PG with the thunder. Walking on water, bring waves to the ocean. Chain on my neck, make the surface all frozen. No, I'm not joking. Gifts just from garbage, know that I'm chosen. Couple new ring and I earned it, it's golden. Levitate daily, I move like I'm floating. Pick him apart, boy, I'm on point like a dart. Plus, I'm type nice with the art. Just play your part, you kids are not moving too smart. You know I've been hot from the start. Hustle with a heart, these niggas be acting like bitches. On guard, they just bite and they bark. You pop like a tart, I don't really know her. But I'll be your girl's back, arch exposer.
We set things off with new music fresh out the inbox. Artists hit us with clean records submissions at lfodradio.com. Before I go any further, I'd be remiss if I did not shout out Greyhound one time. He actually got me into the show at Middle East Downstairs that night. Oh. At the Trifecta. So shout out to him for looking out for the media. That last song we just played was from Fiesta, the new record from Rilla Force, who joins us now. Greetings.
Welcome.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Yeah. What's happening?
A lot is happening. A lot of good things, a lot of bad things, a lot of things, man.
Yeah. Congrats on the album.
Thank you. I appreciate
it's very
it.
Good.
I enjoyed it. Good things, I hope.
No, I appreciate y'all listening, for real. I feel like no one be like knowing my music and stuff, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen your streaming numbers.
Yeah.
You think it's just a stream farm?
Nah, I mean, it's all real. It's just, I don't know. I feel out here, like out in mass, like I feel like no one knows who I am. Like just recently people started to like figure out like, oh, Rilla does this, Rilla does that, da da da.
Yeah. The people that know.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course.
But sometimes it's a weird connection. Like you know someone who's like just telling everyone about you, and you know, I feel like networking is always like producing random success for anybody. Yeah. You know, like obviously there's a lot you can do to like make yourself successful, but I think that there's just like sometimes you just meet someone and you're like, that's that like shoot to the top, you know. Like, sometimes it just, I don't know,
I hear you. Not randomness in the universe for sure.
Yeah.
It definitely like can make or break a situation.
Yeah, for sure.
I was going to say, shout out B Club Podcast. They D-hit me years ago. At this point, he must have. He's like, you got to check out this guy, Rilla Force.
Oh, word. Okay.
So the producers know. I feel like your peers are hip.
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like it's just like I don't know, people that like be going to shows and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like the public, I guess.
Mm. We're going to let them know. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate
Rilla Force.
Maybe that's just that next level of fame. You're not even ready for it. Yeah, like all the people around.
So we actually first met getting ready for The Shift. We have like hour and a half interview in the can that we never dropped.
Yeah.
Should we put that out?
Yeah.
For sure.
That should happen.
You want it?
Yeah, that should be all out. Right. Why not? Yeah.
We were just playing around with the format back then and seeing what it might be.
Do it.
Yeah. So that'll have a whole bunch of like producer talk about, you know, how you create and your style and stuff like that. But speaking of your style, this is something that stuck out from that combo. I think your style is hard to define. And I noticed that when people do write about you or talk about you, they kind of allude to that.
Yeah.
But you told me you think of your style as cutesy.
Yeah, it's hella cutesy, bubbly, bouncy. It's nice.
I could see that.
And that's a hilarious word to me.
Cutesy.
Still, I love it.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a bit on how you envision yourself?
That's a really good question. Yeah. I just think I'm a person that makes music. I mean, I know that sounds like super basic and super general, but like literally, like, I don't know. I come from a home where like my mom's super religious. She didn't let me listen to like too much like worldly music. Got into music like in the high school and all that. Started making beats, started dancing and stuff like that, making music for dancing. And like just kind of figuring out like a savant, I guess. Like no training in anything.
Put me onto that dance music.
Yeah. No, crumping. I used to crump.
You used to crump?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, well, like Ashton, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Russell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We had like a big group. We were like called like Side Street.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I've been meeting these people more recently.
Mm-hmm. That's the homies.
Going up.
Same thing, like all these people, like Jay Boston, EJ, those are people like from hometown.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. People just don't know me. I know everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude crumps.
I know. I've been seeing him dancing.
A little bit. Like,
come on, dude. You at the beginning of the season, you're like, yes, I crump. And now you're...
I mean, like, I haven't focused on it in a while.
Okay.
And it's like, it was something that I sort of like plan to delve into more in the future. And
I will stop speaking for you then.
Yeah. No, you're good. No, it's just like, I'm not keeping you updated. So
yeah,
there's no way that there's... You can't expect you. I can't ask too much of you, Sam.
Word. So the crumping, we actually talked to Stiggity Stacks.
Yeah.
And he said you used to do, used to do the music for their videos back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I used to make all the crump beats and stuff.
Wow. That's dope.
All his intro songs were always, you know, Rilla Force.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I was going to talk about this later, but you kind of brought it up early. We interviewed a few people at the MFA at that late night that Hipstery did. And every interview, your name came up.
Oh, so that's dope.
Yeah.
I so like that.
They all were like, yo, Rilla up? I kind of wish I was in a Rilla set right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or they brought you up some other way. So your peers definitely rock with you. Like, how does that, that's going to make you feel good, even if you might feel like the casual fan hasn't caught up.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, it's definitely cool. I'm glad that, like, I was doing other interviews, like, prior to this, and just, like, I finally feel like I'm, like, accepted in, like, this, like, Boston music community. Because, like, before, like, I have, like, a really big fan base overseas and, like, just, like, in other countries or, like, just other states. And, like, it's hard, you know, like, sometimes you'll do something in your hometown, and then you feel like you get more love walking 5 minutes down the road. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, that's wild.
It's definitely a good feeling knowing that like people actually like rock with me and like support me and like are there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you said something to me, I think last year when we talked, and like, it was like almost hard to hear, but like, I remember you asked me, I think it was right around when some award show was doing something, I don't know, and you were just like, you looked at me like so sincerely, just like, what do I need to do, Sam? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. What do I need to do? And like, you almost, it sounded like defeated. I remember being like, damn, why does he feel like that? Like, what does he need to do, you know? But it seems like now people are coming around. So like, what did you do?
Honestly, like, I just kind of focused on, like, a lot of it was focusing on the people around me and helping people. Because before, I was just really focusing on my own music and stuff and doing all that. And then I started, like, producing. Last year, I was producing, like, 5 people's albums.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
word.
Also doing my own thing and doing a lot of traveling, touring, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you sort of, like, stuck out a giving hand and they gave back?
In a sense, like, yeah, like, I feel like in doing those favors for people, like producing people or engineering for people, in turn, they, you know, people come to my studio and then like I meet more people and, you know, just networking and stuff like that.
Word.
But
yeah, it all just, comes.
Yeah. But like, it was beneficial in that sense. But in another sense, like, except for my homie came from East, like, no one dropped anything. So it was like, then it just felt like,
even Billy Dean dropped
this year.
Oh,
talking about last year.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
So
you're
talking about like a lot of work that just didn't get released.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's probably like not going to get released either.
Yeah. That could be dejecting for sure.
Yeah. And like for me too, cause I do music full time and like, I'm like a living proof that like you can make money through streaming. Like I pay my rent and stuff through streaming and stuff like that. And like,
yo,
it's real. Like it's,
yo, amen.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? People like, you don't make money like that. I was like, you're not doing it right. Cause like, it's literally, that's how I'm here.
Word. Yeah.
You know? But I literally saw like my residuals like go down by like the hundreds because I wasn't releasing like projects and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, like now I gotta like focus on myself 2019, and then like drop the album, I dropped a remix EP earlier in the year, and like a bunch of other like little things here and there. So
taking the time out almost like backfired.
I treat everything like a learning experience.
Okay.
So it wasn't backfiring. It just showed me that I do need to focus on myself as well as focus on other people, the people that matter to me and the people that are helping me.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't help anybody if you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a big like proponent on like, I don't know. My mother just always told me to like, you know, be kind and be gracious. And you know, if you can help someone, help someone. And like, I really take that to heart and I really put myself before a lot of people a lot of times. And it was just like I don't know, my first full year of like, all right, not working a day job and like doing the music thing. And then I really felt that I was like, oh, okay, I really need to focus on myself because I can't do these things for these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like be like starving, you know what
they're
I mean?
Not gonna pay your rent.
Yeah,
right?
you know? So
you were super, I remember your shift was real collaborative.
Yeah.
That Makeda record is still fire.
No, it's dope. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I would have had more people too, but like, you know, some people got jobs or something like that. People can't pull up all the time. But
you're one of the few out here that is doing music full time.
Yeah, man. I mean,
it's hard in Boston, man.
It is. I mean, but that's the thing though. It's like, I don't base, like, when I think about music, I think bigger than the city. Cause like, that's how it was for me. Like, I didn't get a base out here. I don't have like a fan base out here. Like, I'm growing one and I want one.
Yeah.
But as far as like the music scene, like, I feel like when people are like trying to release music, they think about what's just right here, which is dope. But like, I plan for like what's bigger, like people like that are outside of like my immediate area. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like how like I got on, like, especially like I got played like on a couple radio shows like overseas, and then people were like listening to me in like Ireland and like London and like a bunch of places not here. And like, I was like, oh, okay, this is the wave. Like, this is how you should do it, you know? Yeah. Well, not how you should do it, but this is another way of thinking.
Right. It's working for you. So
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Gotta roll with it.
Yeah. And I don't know, I employ everyone to like try to think a little bit like broader, like broaden your horizons and think bigger picture.
Yeah. How did you get that overseas, like streaming?
Oh, just SoundCloud, to be honest. Like, I'm a big SoundCloud guru. Like, I know that app like the back of my hand, man. Word. Like, it's crazy. But it's nice. Like, one of my homies put me on to this DJ. He goes by Complexion, and he has like the equivalent to like somewhat of like the launch pad like out here.
Okay.
But it's called the Future Beats Show, and he plays like, you know, Future Beats, like the genre.
Yes.
Yeah, he plays all Future Beats. Okay. And like, that's what I used to call my music before, like Future Beats.
Yeah. Mm.
And he would play my music all the time and shout me out and all that stuff.
That's nice. So, well, there you go. Yeah.
And that led to other people playing music, and
that support, like the repeated plays, are so crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about packing up and heading towards where you had a fan base?
Yeah, I mean, I think about that all the time. Like, I did that. I did a small tour in 2018, like last year. Like, it was like 8 stops or something like that in Japan.
Yeah,
and like it was fire. It was dope because like literally I was walking down the street and people were like, "Yo, Rilla!" Like what? I was like, "Yeah, you're Rilla. You made like Hey Bae. You made like this song. Yeah, like
that's what I'm saying." So recognized like, in public is like.
I was like, oh, that's weird. You know what I mean? But like, clearly, like, I people know me out here. People get the music and all that. And like, I don't know. Like, I'm talking to my girlfriend about it. Like, I could live out there.
Yeah.
I could do it for sure. But like, I don't know. I want to do more things out here first before I go to like another part of the world. Yeah. Or just, I don't know, West Coast or something, or who knows.
It's important for you to get love in the hometown?
It's not important for me to get love, but it's important for me to set the foundations that honestly help other people and help myself later on. Like, I'd rather, like, I don't know, experiment with, like, working with other companies or labels or something like that and, like, bring some of that out here so that way, like, another artist can get the same treatment. Like, they can get signed or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, they can work with another company or whatever.
Or it's like a community feel.
Yeah. Just help the community. Honestly, like, we're just like, we're all a giant ecosystem.
Yeah.
We feed off each other.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, make ourselves by helping others.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the ecosystem.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's crucial.
It is.
He hates it when I do this, but A-Ball, you had some questions for Rilla. I'll do my A-Ball voice.
Oh, God.
Your music soothes me in general.
That one?
What's your goal with your production?
Honestly,
I feel mocked.
Do you want to ask?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ask.
Now that I remember. Like listening to tracks like Amen, I felt like this lounge vibe. Like, I was just like, ooh, you know, like I was just in my room, like cooling it, and all of a sudden it was like this fancy plush, like hookah lounge or something.
Right.
I don't know. But I was wondering, like, do you feel like I was trying, I listened through a bunch of your music on Spotify today, and I was really just wondering, like, what's his, like, shtick? And I feel like, isn't it a great word? We were just talking about that earlier, and apparently, like, other journalists around are kind of, like, not sure about, like, a vibe that you have.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, like, do you feel like you kind of just, like, mold your vibe to however you feel? Do you feel like you have a structure in your creation process? Like, I'm just always kind of curious about how people write music.
I mean, I feel like for me, like, I definitely have like a sound. It's just hard to categorize. It's hard to put into words. That's why I made up R&BDM. That definitely describes, that's just the genre of music I make.
Okay. Wow, that's
so
cool.
Yeah. So that's never why I was like, that. I was like, that's not a thing. Let me start it. And I made my first album, like my first EP. And then, yeah. But as far as the making of the music, I don't know. It depends on how I'm looking at it from an artist perspective. Like, I don't know. I just kind of write music. It's like not really, not anything different. But from being a record producer, I kind of want to be like a chameleon almost. Like, I want to fit in any environment. Okay. So it's like, songs with like those records we did with like me and Billy are different from when I work with like Malia, are different from when I work with like Latrell, or you know what I mean? But it's still, you can kind of still tell it's me.
Yeah.
But they're all very different artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just want to be able to like fit it. I want to just, my ideal setup, I guess, would be like, if an on-call record producer or whatever, is if you have a studio, you call me up, like, yo, we're going to work with whoever. I'm going to roll in with like my sounds on a thumb drive. I know how to use every workstation, every DAW, every whatever. I can play different instruments. I want to be able to like produce Gucci Mane and Garth Brooks on the same track and make it work.
Word.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people, they make their sound, which is great.
Right.
And that's good. And that's a good thing. But I think people think about it less of as a craft. Like, this is like my craft, like production. Like, that's what it is. It's like a skill, like carpentry or something like that. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people view it as just like something that they're good at, and the way that they do it is like very dope. But like doing it in a broader sense, like doing it in other ways and how other people do and how other people think about it, I value that. And like, that's what I want
to
do.
That's when you get to put super in front of it.
Yeah.
Super producer.
Hmm. Beautiful.
Well, I read a thing where you were saying at a certain point you realized you were more than a producer, you were an artist. So is that like, those are two separate things then? Producer, you mean you want to be able to go in the studio and execute whatever sound, but then for your stuff, the art has its own place.
Yeah, like I feel like in the way I label them in my brain, because I when I say Rilla Force, like it's everything. It's me as a DJ, me as an artist, me as a producer, me as whatever. And you can call me a producer, you can call me an artist, you can call me whatever you want. But that can be confusing too. That's a lot of hats, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you're a multifaceted individual.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's hard for people to digest too.
Yeah.
Especially like when you're trying to like market yourself to new people, because they're like, well, they do too many things.
There's no way he's good at all of them, but you're like,
that's
psych.
That way too. People just want one thing. They want to put you in the box.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's cool. But like, people got to understand like a box is like,
right,
could be multiple sizes.
Right.
Or even I have a big box shaped.
Yeah.
Big box.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, well, I'm going to keep an eye out for those executive producer credits on the albums.
Yeah, man.
So I'm kind of thinking that because of your 2018 collaborations, you might be a bit cautious about this next question, but I did notice that you are always working with artists and almost, I don't know the right word for it, like groom doesn't seem right, but you kind of work with people and are helping them build like their sound and find their sounds and sort of raising them up, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, I mean,
is there anyone you're working with now? Like, who are you that you know it's coming? Or
Malia, Timar. I'm working with a bunch of people.
Well, she's been having a big year too.
Yeah, she just got signed, like. And that's been good. So a lot of things are good. A lot of good things are happening with her. I don't know if I said Latrell already, but Latrell, Leo the Kind.
Dude, he's got some stuff.
Yeah, he just got signed too.
Yep. Everyone's getting signed right
everyone
now.
Everyone getting signed, man. Time. Yeah.
Victory.
But no, I mean, honestly, like, I would say grooming. Like, I'm trying to be a traditional record producer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a beat maker where I just send you a pack of beats and you rap over it. Like, let's actually make this record in the studio at the same time. I'm going to put my feedback in it. I'm going to, if you need help writing, I'm going to help you write. You know what I mean?
I like that.
My idea is if you're an artist or if you're an artist, you come to the place where I work or I go to where you work. And if you, the whole point is we have different skill sets. So it's like, say you are the face and you also make the lyrics. Okay. And I help you by making the music behind the face and behind the lyrics.
Yeah.
And the idea is, or at least the goal is for you to have your vision and explain it to me. And I help you make it come to life.
Like a vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times that a lot of artists have that vision and I just make music and then we come together and it's great. And sometimes they just write songs and they don't really know like where to take the vocals or whatever, or like how to say it right, or like they just have an idea, but they don't really like know where to put it all.
Yeah.
And that's my job. Like, that's my job. Like, literally, like, yo, like, all right, let's try it like this. Sing it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do these like this. All right. You know?
And that's a huge gift to the artist, too, because there's so many artists who I feel like do have a vision and they just simply, it's all on them to execute this whole thing that, you know, they don't have the tools to execute or even maybe the skills to wear all the different hats, you know what I mean? And they can see it and they can hear it, but they can't manifest it by themselves. So that's dope, man. So before we get into this commercial break, I'm just kidding, it's not a commercial break. We're gonna play some commercials. Music. But where can people tap in with you on the socials and all that?
To just like talk or whatever, or just like follow me, or
just for chat.
I mean, whatever you want to do with them.
I mean, on all my social media, I will reply back usually. But like I don't know. I use Facebook, Instagram. I use
Is it just
Twitter.
At Rillaforce?
Yeah.
Everything?
Oh yeah. I'm not trying to make you look for me. It's just Rillaforce.
RILLAFORCE. Yeah,
you got it.
If you're looking at the podcast, you probably know that already. But if you're listening, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
He's a force.
It's like gorilla without the go. It's so simple. Yeah.
Is that the root of it?
No. I could tell you that like later in the interview.
Okay.
I thought it was like guerrilla warfare.
Huh? No.
Really? Cause you said you want to be a chameleon. You said like, I'm Rilla Force. I'm going to hit you with all these angles. That's what guerrilla warfare
is. Wow. He had you in the trenches out there.
Oh no, that's not even.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to throw. Yeah.
He's got layers. He's an onion.
No, I mean, I can tell you. I mean, like when I was younger, I used to get made fun of, and, I'm like, if you don't know, I'm a gentle giant. Right.
Yeah.
So, I used to get teased a lot, and this one kid used to call me a gorilla, and I was like, nah, we're going to turn that negative to a positive. And then I dropped the go. So Rilla, and then Force, everything like I want to do in this music, I want to be like an unstoppable juggernaut, like an unmovable force, so like Rilla Force.
Oh,
word.
Yeah, I thought you were a realer for, I thought you were a realer force with Rilla? An accent, like Rilla Force.
Nah.
I was wondering like, will you like level up to the realest force someday?
Yo, maybe.
Realer force.
First of all, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad to children, but that kid sucked. But I'm glad you.
Oh, I threw a rock at his eye.
Good.
He has a scar.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Word. Good.
It's wild because people will see the videos. You're like three times the size of both of us combined. So
yeah.
Well, twice the size of me. But
yeah.
Three, no, I'm just kidding.
Whatever. All right, we're
the same size.
We're gonna play some music. We'll be back after this with more from Rilla Force. You tuned in to LFOD Radio.
He's a masterpiece, and I'm a master's piece. Wide awake while you fast asleep, one word that you never see. So why we better than you?
when we're together. It's getting warm, think of all the storms we weather. Never let up, that's why they're mad at me. Cause we can take the heat, it's cool in the shade. I'ma sit back, he gon' sip that. I'ma sit back, he gon' sip that pink lemonade. That pink lemonade, just let him make you, you. Pink lemonade, just let him make you, you. Pink lemonade, just let him make you, you. Pink lemonade, just let him make you. Lemonade, just let him make you, you. Back.
I ain't got no problems like
don't
that.
Don't know where you at.
I ain't got no problems like
ain't
that.
Shit in the set.
I ain't got no problems
keep
like that.
Keep taking him back.
He ain't got no problems.
He keep
problems
talking no real fast.
I ain't got no problems
he
like that.
He keep putting you last.
I ain't got no problems like that. I ain't got no problems like that.
Nah.
We ain't got no
problems. It's cool in the shade.
Lemonade
is cool in the shade.
Pink lemonade, that pink lemonade, let it make it, yeah.
OD Radio, we got Rilla Force with us.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already know your drop is going to be so fire. I wanted to talk about this.
No pressure.
This, so it's December 30th right now. It's about to be 2020.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I know you put together a list of goals every year.
Oh, yeah.
That you write down and start checking off, big and small. Are you ready for 2020? Do you have the list yet? How does this go?
Yeah. I mean, I have like short-term goals, long-term goals, but honestly, like I was telling you earlier, like, I want to work with like a bunch of brands. I want to travel a lot more, do bigger tours. I want to have like an official international tour. Small things, just, I don't know, work on more projects, collaborate with more people, finish an album with Tamar and Malia and a bunch of other people. And yeah.
So I was thinking, because this is something you do all the time, well, every year at least.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to me, like, how do you approach that? And like, how would you advise an artist who hears this and is like, oh, that seems to be working for him. I'd like to try that. Like, how do you approach it? Cause it can be intimidating to start with.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like at least like in the music field, you gotta shake that off. Being intimidated by things because everyone is a superpower and everyone has all these gifts and like connections and stuff like that. Like someone's friend knows Oprah and that's how you get on Oprah. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like Russell, Gutta, like he's a crumper. Mm-hmm. Like he was on Ellen. He won So You Think You Can Dance. Like
yeah.
Those are avenues to those things. I know him personally. He's my homie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I think like, don't hype it up. Like, you know, like just right. Honestly, just like, you know, if you think big and write down your goals, like, and exaggerate them because you never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? If you want to sell out Gillette, write that down. Like, you know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. You don't know your trajectory. You don't know how motivated you're going to be. You could make 5 albums in 1 year and then go on tour and then meet Drake and do all this stuff and blah blah blah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, if you think you're only gonna release a 2-song mixtape, then that's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, facts.
I feel like there's something about writing it down too that makes it happen.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Looking at it, like saying it is one thing, but definitely like I don't know. I always think about, for me, it's like when I listen to an old song, I was like, oh wow, like I made that. That was weird. Like I was in a different headspace and everything. Yeah. And like, I don't know, but like definitely like writing it down or like listening to voice memos or even listening to older music or whatever you do. Like, look, I would reflect a lot. Just looking at older things you did, it's like, wow, I was inspired.
Yeah.
Why was I like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you were interested in something and it faded, like, and now you're like 2 years later or something and you go back and you listen to a song you wrote, it's like, why don't I do that anymore? You know? Like,
exactly.
Like, yeah, I like it. Also, thank you for saying that, because I feel like truly inspired. Yeah. Honestly, like,
oh, it's real, man.
Don't like, don't sell yourself short, and like, dream bigger than you already are. Is like, I feel like something all of us could do more.
We can all be a superpower. We can all do whatever we want. And I hate saying being the next whatever, because being the next whatever implies that your time will fade.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like if you're destined to be you, Sam,
I am.
You know. Then that's what you're going to do. And you're not going to be the next whoever. You're going to be you. That's your legacy. That's your story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already are.
Can't wait to hear
this
it.
This is a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, you're in the book. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We're all in each other's books.
Yeah.
Right now. There's like a whole chapter. Yeah.
Crazy.
Very spicy.
I like it. I like it.
That shirt's spicy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We got a couple more minutes, and then we got to get into this DJ set.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I would ask, I know we've been talking a lot about personalities and things like that, not today, but in general. And you have, I feel like you're almost always in the same mood when I see you.
Yeah.
How do you, like, what's your approach to your mindset, and how do you stay so almost like, you know,
constant?
Just sort of carefree, but like balanced, focused, super playful. Like,
I second that question hard.
I'm grateful for a lot. I feel like it's very natural for people to see what they don't have. And I'm like that too, but constantly I'm always thankful for what I have and what I receive, especially in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just staying grateful. And, you know, my dad told me this like analogy before. He was building off the whole like seeing the glass half empty, half full. He was saying just appreciate the glass, which is very important. It's like people don't even what is the glass standing on? Probably a table. Appreciate that table.
Yeah.
Probably in a house. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that you have water, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's just like, I feel like that gets overlooked and people don't appreciate the glass, and the glass can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
The water is what you want.
Now that's some real outside the box stuff. I like it.
I just approach life like that. Just be super humble. Try to be grateful for what you have. Plan. Be happy. You know, you only get one life, man. So far, until they download us in the cloud or whatever. Mm. But like,
I think we are going to end up with robot brains.
You know Black Mirror?
What if?
I do.
The episode with, you know Black Mirror?
I do.
Episode where, it's like Sand, I forget what it's called, but it's like.
Oh, Sand, yeah, with the couples.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sand Juniper. If this was the new
San
season,
Juniper,
I didn't
yes.
see it.
Yeah.
Sand Juniper.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, what if we all just wake up one day?
I mean,
and like someone digitally revived us?
We're just old.
It might have already happened. Yeah. This might be it.
Yeah. But we age, so maybe. Yeah. They don't age in that.
I'm too tired to think about this kind of stuff.
I could. Like, yeah, I could.
It's like throwing
blow your
mind.
That's right behind the scenes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Be grateful. And, you know, and life sucks and people leave your life and, you know, people pass away and all that. But ultimately, like, hopefully that you have a life that you can look back and reflect on and realize that, like, wow, this is nice. I appreciate what's going on, and you know, let me be happy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, man. 'Cause that definitely resonates. I mean, like the first time I met you, I was like, all right, I felt like I knew you, or like we were in the same. It was just very welcoming energy, you know, and I feel like it definitely is contagious. So
yeah, man,
for sure.
Thank you for sharing the sauce. Felt it. You know, so we gotta do this DJ thing.
Do we?
Yeah. I met you. That was something you told me when I first met you too. Is you're like, no one even knows I DJ. Like, you're like,
no one.
I'm a DJ too. It was bad enough they didn't know about the production, but like they didn't know you DJed.
Disrespectful.
And you also told me that you just wing it every time.
Yeah, usually.
Are you still winging it? What's going on tonight?
I'm going to wing it for sure.
Hey.
It's going to be fire. Right. Like, it's going to be so dope.
Yeah.
But like, I usually just kind of just like, all right, like, unless it's a really big deal, I'll plan out my set. But like, other than that, I was like, man, so I
this
know
this isn't a very big deal, I guess.
No, it's a big deal. But I'm saying like there's times when I really don't care, and there's times like, all right, at least I know what the music I'm gonna play.
Yeah,
right? I know what the music I'm gonna play.
Okay,
but it's like it's not like super like rehearsed or anything.
Yeah,
you're probably just that nice, aren't you?
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, talk them up.
Yeah, I mean like that's the whole. I feel like that's the whole thing. Like I watched my mom as she first started being a minister, be like, I gotta like spend 45 minutes on each sermon, and she definitely like writes each one in like 15 minutes and doesn't even bring a piece of paper up with her when she does it.
That's just how, it's like when you do it so long.
Yeah, like I bet you probably are just a practice DJ and you can just rip it, you know, like it's whatever.
Especially when it's open format stuff, like I can play whenever I want. Like that's when I'm like, all right, like I don't even. I'm just gonna do it.
Now the DJs are gonna be looking real close to those transitions. Know, after right? that intro, like, well, I know. Let's see.
Pressure's on.
Be like, yo, actually, bro, like you go in the lab, bro.
Yeah, who's that crab scratch?
Dang.
Yo, I'm excited for this. No, I don't. I don't.
Imagine I don't even know what a crab scratch is.
Cutting, we're like, what?
Yeah, just like.
I had no idea. I'm excited for this, man. Thank you for blessing us with it too.
Yeah.
Because again, I feel like that was our power. We knew he DJed. That's like super top secret. You know, people are finding out though. You DJed the MFA.
Yeah. I feel like and like what you say about the communities, like people supporting us, each other.
Yeah.
Like I know like a lot of people don't know I DJ, but the people I do, they're like, yeah, like why doesn't Rilla do these gigs? I'm like,
yep.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully you're about to start, man.
Yeah.
2020. It's happening.
Ooh.
So thank you. Actually, we're going to ask him one more question. One more.
Got you.
Okay.
You're on LFOD radio.
Ooh.
Live free or die.
Yep.
What does that mean to you?
Live free or die? To be honest, put me on a spot. I like this. I like challenges. Okay. Live free or die. So to me, I guess that translates to, as cliche as it may sound, just living your truest moment. And if you're not, that's not adequate. That's not enough. You know what I mean? If you're not being true to yourself, if you're not living your maximum potential, why are you living?
Why?
Yeah.
Ask yourselves that before you write your goals down.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yo, thank you, Rilla. I'm looking forward to this LFOD mix coming up here. That's going to be up on our Mixcloud page. That's going to be up on YouTube. If you haven't checked out our YouTube in general, I would do that. We got mad other stuff. LFOD mixes. We got a bunch of extra bars. We're going to start putting up video from around the country. You can also keep up with us at LFOD Radio on everything, at LFOD Life on Facebook. We're on pretty much all the podcast apps, but if you can't find us on yours, let us know. We'll get you added. I would always recommend subscribing so you can get that right away. It'll pop up around like 2 a.m. maybe Tuesday morning. Wake up, pour some coffee, press play, start your day right. Yeah. If you're an artist or a manager, hit us with clean records, submissions at lfodradio.com. We're going to be on the road, but that doesn't mean we're not still broadcasting on FM every Monday morning, you know, spinning records and replaying these episodes. We're also getting added to some more stations, stuff like that. We got to shout out the record company, Pavement Coffee, Skull Candy, A-Ball.
Thanks.
Thomas, Christiana, Amanda, everybody in the LFOD squad. Shout out our patrons, patreon.com/LFODlife. If you don't know what that is, please check it out. If you're not interested in it, please let us know what would make you interested, because I really believe in that community and what it can do for all of us. And that's about it, I think. We're going to get into this LFOD mix.
Yeah.
Rilla Force.
Let's kick it.
At Rilla Force, RILLAFORCE.
It's not that I